What is your opinion on raising taxes on the corporations and the very wealthy? 1% of the population in our country controls 40% of the wealth. Meanwhile, we're hearing about cuts to teachers, to schools, union busting for cops and firefighters. What's your opinion on that, progressive taxation?
Oh, well, you know, I've been one of the few voices in Congress over the past couple of years of making sure that we do ask the top 1% to pay more. And I don't think we have anything to be ashamed of. If you look at, you know, what the income that was controlled by the top 1% in late 70s, it was about 9% of all the income in the country. Now the top 1% controls about 25% of real income in the country. So I think it's only fair that they should pay a greater percentage to help us reinvest that money back into the country for roads and bridges and teachers and education and Pell Grants and National Science Foundation and NIH. That's how we're going to stay competitive as a country. So we have to ask them to pay a little bit more. Now, I will say, in the short term, in a down economy like this, I don't think anyone's taxes should be raised. I think we need a bigger stimulus than we're getting right now, actually, from the president. I wish it was bigger. And more transportation, more infrastructure, more money into the economy to directly hire people to get them back to work. But over the next 10 years, we definitely need to ask those folks who are at the top end of the pay scale to help us pay for this.
What type of increases are you thinking of? I mean, way back in the 1940s, the marginal tax rate may have been up to in a 90% tile somewhere. What are you thinking of?
Well, it was that high, but I don't think they were paying all of that either. You know, like the corporate tax rate now is high, but people don't pay the whole thing. So what I would like to actually see is a complete transformation of the tax code. I think it needs to be simpler. It needs to be fairer, but it definitely needs to be progressive. I think we need to get rid of all these loopholes that are basic. You know, everyone's rates are higher because we're subsidizing people who have enough money to get lobbyists to go to D.C. and then put a loophole in. So that burden gets spread around the rest of society. So I think basically a flatter tax for everybody, simpler, but progressive. And then the high end, quite frankly, should be what it was in the Clinton era levels. We had great investments going on then, and we had economic expansion.
Are you from Youngstown?
I'm from Niles, Ohio. Yeah.
So you know about...
I represent Youngstown, Ohio, yeah.
So you see firsthand the loss of our manufacturing capacity in the United States. What are you working on to do something about that?
Well, a lot of what we've been able to do in the last year that President Obama put on was a tariff coming in on a lot of these Chinese goods that are dumped into the country. And it helped us with a couple of major steel investments, one a Russian company, and then another one was a French company that came in and expanded almost a $700 million expansion in Youngstown and Girard, Ohio. And they make steel tubing, and in part because China was dumping their products on, they're cheating. They're manipulating their currency, which gives them anywhere from a 25 to a 40% advantage on the products that they are shipping in. And so we were able to combat some of that, and it led to almost $2 billion of investments in facilities in the United States just since that tariff went on. So now we're creating jobs here in the United States because of it.
So why do you support the fracking?
Well, I think, you know, first and foremost, I think we've got to make sure that the technology is right. I have no interest in polluting anybody's water or my environmental record I'll put up against anybody in the Congress. So I'm very concerned that we got to do it the right way. And, you know, people own the property, they have wells. We've got to be concerned about that, and we've got to make sure that the regulations are in place before we do anything on this. But there is a great opportunity now because the number one threat to our globe is global warming, and to have clean, accessible natural gas can transform our economy and reduce our dependency on foreign oil, which we are doing now. So it's cleaner, it's a clean fuel, it's jobs here in the United States, and it reduces our dependency on foreign oil, so we can wind these wars down, get out of Afghanistan, get out of Iraq, and use that money to reinvest back in the United States.
Thank you.
John Stephan.